Literature 9, Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury.
The firemen are acting on another tip-off. Montag finds himself in front of his own house. This time, he is wearing a radio earpiece that enables him to speak to a friend, a man named Faber. Montag stood, looking in now at this queer house, made strange by the hour of the night, by murmuring neighbor voices, by littered glass. And there on the floor, their covers torn off and spilled out like swan feathers, the incredible books that looked so silly and really not worth bothering with. For these were nothing but black type and yellowed paper and raveled binding. Mildred, of course. She must have watched him hide the books in the garden and brought them back in. Mildred. Mildred. I want you to do this job all by your lonesome, Montag. Not with kerosene and a match, but piecework, with a flamethrower. Your house, your cleanup. Montag, can't you run? Get away!
No,
cried Montag helplessly.
The hound! Because of the hound!
Faber heard, and Beatty, thinking it was meant for him, heard.
Yes, the hound's somewhere about the neighborhood, so don't try anything. Ready?
Ready. Montag snapped the safety catch on the flamethrower.
Fire!
A great nuzzling gout of flame leapt out to lap at the books and knock them against the wall. He stepped into the bedroom and fired twice, and the twin beds went up in a great simmering whisper, with more heat and passion and light than he would have supposed them to contain. He burnt the bedroom walls and the cosmetics chest because he wanted to change everything, the chairs, the tables, and in the dining room, the silverware and plastic dishes, everything that showed that he had lived here, in this empty house, with a strange woman who would forget him tomorrow, who had gone and quite forgotten him already, listening to her seashell radio pour in on her and in on her as she rode across town alone. And as before, it was good to burn. He felt himself gush out in the fire, snatch, rend, rip in half with flame, and put away the senseless problem. If there was no solution, well then now there was no problem either. Fire was best for everything.
When you're quite finished, said Beatty behind him,
you're under arrest.